Make sure that it's safe to approach the casualty and remove them and yourself from any further danger. Call 999. If you can, follow the advice that Ambulance Control will give you rather than this recording. Check that they are conscious and breathing. If not, follow the instructions for the unconscious person. If you see any large objects in the wound, don't be tempted to remove them. Leave them in place. They may actually be helping to slow down the bleeding. If there are no embedded objects, apply direct pressure to the wound with a clean cloth or your hand. You can also lift up and support the injured limb. This will help to slow the bleeding. If you think, however, that they may have broken a bone, do not move the limb at all. Keep applying pressure as best you can. Reassure them and explain what you're doing. This will make them feel more comfortable and less scared. Let the casualty lay down, as it's quite normal for them to start to feel faint, and stay with them. You can attempt to bandage the wound if you have a first aid kit. Apply the bandage firmly to slow the bleeding, but not so tightly that it stops all circulation. Don't apply any kind of tourniquet. If bleeding seeps through the first bandage, cover with a second bandage. If the bleeding still continues to seep through the bandages, remove them and reapply new ones. Don't give them anything to eat or drink. Help should be with you shortly.